FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Ben and Paddy of 49th and Main. Hello.
How are we doing?
Hi, how's it going?
Thank you so much for joining me. So the brand new single, Self Sabotage, is out at the moment. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Paddy, if you want.
Yeah, I guess that this song is, it's kind of like relating back to our youths and looking back through the years and kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like one of those songs where it's like, does the party stop or not? Mm-hmm. You know, it keeps going. You know, kind of that's the idea to the song. I don't know what else to say, really.
Was it nice to take a look back or kind of sit back into that world?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A lot of good memories. It's kind of looking back at the college lifestyle, I would say. So the college years were great. I'm speaking for, I guess, me and Ben there. Like, they were good crack.
Yeah, but I suppose the kind of the meaning of the song is looking and thinking, you know, when does that kind of lifestyle stop? And you kind of get to a certain age, like we turned 25 this year, and you kind of think maybe you should have things put together a bit more. Yeah,
I don't know if anyone does, to be honest. I don't think anybody ever does. Yeah, I think you kind of go, okay, when I reach a certain point, everything will all just fall into place. I don't think it does. I think we're all kind of constantly trying to work towards something else, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we had an opinion on that and we voiced it in this lovely song.
When it comes to putting together your songs, how do you usually approach them?
So every song is pretty much different. So Paddy's in the kind of singer songwriter department, and I'm in the production room putting together the instrumentals and stuff. So it can start in any different way. We don't really have any rules. We don't like to have any. They kind of just come together through. It's pretty organic. It's kind of through life experiences, what we're inspired by at the minute, what's going on in our lives. Yeah, there's no real set of rules, which is nice.
It's kind of nice not to have any rules. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. We have a lot of different inspirations and things growing up, different music tastes. It's we've kind of set it up, 49th and Main, in such a way and released so many different genres that I don't think there's any big expectation for us to go a certain way, which is definitely nice to not have that pressure.
Where did music start for you both?
It started when we were over in Canada. Like we didn't really plan it even that we were going to be going to Canada together in 2019. We had it over. It was kind of like what everyone was doing, it seemed. Mm-hmm. And in that wave of it, we all ended up, me and Ben and a few of the lads from school, going together, and we were living in the same house. And I remember when we were out, Ben saying he had his laptop and he was going to be producing and had brought a mic. And we'd never really done it before that, except for once before, and it didn't really go to plan. So it was very random how it started on that kind of trip. And I guess that's where we got the name. 49th and Main is the street we were living on over there.
Did you at some point decide, okay, let's give this a proper go then?
No, we were just bored. Well, it was during lockdown, and to be honest, there was nothing better to do. But it kind of just, like, the first bit of music we released got a bit of, like, the feedback was pretty good, but it was always going to be. It was just mainly, like, friends and family, you know, they kind of had to say it was good. And then as we released a few more bits and pieces, and then slowly before we knew it was kind of the internet age, and, you know, people started sharing it and Spotify and the way music gets shared about these days. And then just out of nowhere, we realized that there was, I don't know, a lot of people seemed to enjoy the music from crazy parts of the world. And we saw people putting it on playlists and putting videos up from all over, and kind of thought, probably best to keep trying this, keep putting out songs and see if people continue liking it or if it was a fluke or whatever. And slowly we just got more confident, and people seem to like it anyway still. Yeah. So that's nice.
Suddenly you were just doing it and it was working.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were also nominated for a Choice Music Breakthrough Irish Artist of the Year. How does it feel to get a nod like that?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I had never really been following those things along the way, but when you get nominated, you're like, geez, that's sick. It's great. It definitely, at least we're moving in the right direction, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you were talking about having no rules in your music. Is it quite nice then to be able to experiment with different sounds and working on things kind of as if they are standalone?
Yeah, I think that there's just so many like amazing types of music, and you know, a lot of time people can, I don't know, if they kind of close themselves off to certain genres or things, or kind of think that they have to listen to certain types of music. But there's so many great artists and from all over the world, different types of music and stuff. And I think it would be kind of stupid to close yourself off to any of them. And it was always kind of a goal of mine from the production side to keep that open, even when we started, kind of when it was a hobby and stuff. I didn't really want to trap us, I suppose, in a certain lane, you know, whether that be because we're Irish or because we're young or, you know, whatever it might be, that it was always kind of important for us to stay fluid in that sense and just be able to do whatever we wanted.
So you're doing two
Yeah.
shows in Lost Lane tomorrow night and Saturday night. What can people expect who are heading along? Because it's completely sold out, so they're too late at this point. Which is good. That's a great complaint.
Well, this is the first show back on the road since the last time we played. It's over a year, so
Wow.
it's gonna be chaos. I can't wait to get out there. It's
Yeah,
gonna be a lot of fun.
it's hard to say for sure what people can expect. It's kind of, we've gone in with expectations before and they've usually been blown out of the water, so it's probably best to just show up and be ready.
They're
That's
in
all we
for a
can
good
say.
time, either way.
Yeah.
So tell me three things that people need to know about 49th and Main.
Three
Ooh.
things.
Do you want to take the first one, Patty?
We can both dunk the basketball.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got
It's
that
news to
bird.
me. It's
You can now.
We can dunk. Then you can take the next one.
Three things you need to know about Fortnite Domain. I guess we already went over where the name came from. We're both from Kilkenny, I guess. People oftentimes think we're from like the US or Canada just because of the name and like the type of music or whatever. But yeah, we're both Kilkenny men.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do we have
And
a final
third,
one?
what do you think, buddy?
It's a good question. I don't know what else I know that people
Lions or
don't know.
Barrys?
Oh, Ben, what you reckon? Because I go either way here. I'm easy. You're a
Oh.
Barry's man. Every time I come over, it's nothing but Barry's in the gaff.
Yeah. Other people have notions, you know. I don't know. In the house, I'm
And it has
easy.
the gold blend, apparently,
I'll have
because I came
spare
over.
tea if
Yeah, I came
it's
over with the original blend the other day, and you almost had the head off me. So it has to be gold blend Barry's.
That's
That
see, everyone always has
is
a
fair.
side. People have a side.
Yeah, maybe secretly I have a side. I don't even realize.
Well, I think if someone makes you a cup of tea, that usually tastes pretty good either way, doesn't
Exactly, yeah. They're good in
it?
our books.
So the brand new single Self Sabotage is out now. People need to go and check it out. If people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram at 49th The Main. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you listen to your music, you can get it there. Yeah, TikTok and wherever, YouTube, wherever you
Excellent.
want.
Ben and
Thank
Paddy from 49th and Main, thank you so much for chatting to me.
you for
Thanks,
having
Pat.
us.